Welcome to The Lob by These Football Times, the home of long-form storytelling online. Let us loop you through the ages of football. So sit back, learn, and enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to The Lob podcast from These Football Times. This is Jim Hart, your host. This week we have an exciting guest, from the Bundesliga as part of our rollout of our new magazine, These Football Times, the magazine, issue 3 on Germany. Joining me this week is John Townsend. Hi, John.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Sitting here in snowy Colorado. So John's on board to help me co-host this week as we have a guest coming in from Germany. So, John, I understand MLS has been doing some exploratory excitement in St. Louis.
Excitement is one word. It's been doing some investigating on how much the public is willing to take on if they want to build a stadium. I know that there's a lot of hopes that there will be a team here for MLS. There is already a team, I want to remind people, in St. Louis, but it's a USL team. And I think there's a big vote coming up on April 4th, and I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but it has been fiery, it has been crazy, it has been controversial, and I am staying out of it.
Yeah, that's usually a good thing to do when it comes to MLS. I try to stay out of those things.
100%.
On to more exciting things. Our guest this week comes to us by way of Bayern Munich. He was a player at Bayern Munich for a number of years. Grew up in the system at Bayern Munich. Also played for Eintracht Frankfurt. And then a number of clubs. He was a journeyman player for a number of years in Germany. And then became a coach. He's managed several clubs in Germany. He is partnered in some businesses now with a good friend of These Football Times, Mr. Justin Rose, who helped us get this guest this week. Justin's been a great friend, and Justin is a partner at JJR Consulting. He also works on the Fußball Machine, which is something we might talk about a bit later. But welcome to the show, Mr. Frank Gerster. Hello, Frank.
Hello. Hello.
How are you today? How are things in Frankfurt?
Yeah, Frankfurt, nice weather is today. Good feeling. Everything is fine. Thank you.
Good, good. So let's get rolling here. I know that you played for quite a number of years, but you did make the switch to becoming a manager. And how did you find the adjustment from player to manager?
Yes, right. So after 15 years, after the career, you know that the time is coming. You stop the career. And so the time came, and I woke up in the morning, and so what is the next step? And what is your passion? What is your love? What you have wanted to do? And it needs a little bit couple of time to think about this, and it's coming. I would like to work with kids. I would like to give my experience to the next generation, and that was the point to do this, what I'm doing now. And we have found, I think, a nice project and with kids, to bring kids to Germany, give them a good future here in Germany with trainers, is a nice school, but I think we're talking about later about this project. So this was the point. What is my passion? And you must find what you make you happy, and this is what I'm doing now, and this make me happy what I'm doing, and this is now the managing with the kids. This is the point.
I find this very exciting because obviously Germany is such a great football nation, from top to bottom, and having coaches like you, what is it that you find that you that's most exciting or most rewarding for you working with the young players?
Yes, we would like to find not only one thing, what we see in this week, the kids coming here for 1 week, and we, so especially from people from outside from Germany, and we are working with the kids from a lot of nations, and we have the 1 week performance test, and we look for the kids, what is, how they are thinking, what is the talent, how is the kids at school. It's not only one point, so we need looking for make an analysis and to see how is the whole package, what can we work, what is the point, what is the actually standing point at the moment with soccer and in school. And then after this week, we're talking with the parents, we're talking with the trainers, we're talking with the teachers, and then we find solutions to help the kids to bring him in the better situation and condition, and to bring his all talent in a higher level. That is what we are looking for, and to look to kids who are talented, but they are not completely 100% in its whole, is his talent. It's not, let's say, they are not in the highest level, so, and that's what we want to bring him to the higher level with a lot of people around us, and yes, that's the point what we are working and to looking to the young players who have talent and what can we push out from the kids.
So Frank, can you, before we get too far along, and as you coach these young players, can you describe your introduction to football? And did you always want to be a football player?
First time not. I was happy to play soccer. It made me fun. And to 18, I don't wanted to be a soccer player. So it comes. But I think in the young years, you must play soccer and not much push and just playing and to have fun with your friends. This is the point. And then later, it's come so much push inside. And earlier years, I don't think about a big career. And it's coming. So, and the people say, hey, you have a big talent and but I had a big will and I was very have discipline in this time, and so it comes from 6 months to 6 months. I developed my talent more and more. I get good trainers. My will is coming more and more. And but it's the first time I don't think about this career, the big career. So you must have a lot of luck, good supporters around you, and. So that is, you can make a little bit of plan, but it's life. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, it can happen to a lot of things. But I had luck and good talent and big will and good supporting around with parents, with trainers, and that was the reason why I get this career.
So you mentioned luck and you mentioned support and having good family and good friends and good trainers. Can you give us a very simple view of your memory of what your daily routine might have been like when you started getting more serious in the game? So you maybe get up, you go to school, you train on your own. Can you talk us through that for a little bit?
Yeah, so the start, you mean just the day, the week, what is doing all the week? And
Sure, yeah, when you were younger, what was your routine like?
Example from a day, you get in the morning at 7 o'clock to school, finish at 1, then lunch, homework, 3 o'clock afternoon. I traveled with a train 120 kilometers to the next city, to the higher level city. You have training there, someone picked you up from the trainer team or for a parents from the other team. They picked you up and you had the training, and they brought you to the train station back, and then you drove 1.5 hour at 8 o'clock, 10 p.m. back. So in this time you make homework, you're learning in the train, and you're going sleeping at 11 p.m. in the evening, and that's five times a week, and around 1 or 2 years. And that is the week what you have. It was 15, 16 in Germany. If you have a plan or if you would like to be a soccer player, because one of them is doing this, and you know it, one of them is doing this, and just pushed you more. But you have that must have talent, a little bit luck. But this is around 1 week or 1 day, and 1 or 2 hours, 2 years. You must push you, and you must give all your energy in this project. Yes.
Well, that sounds like a pretty full week. when you moved, then. To being a professional, what age were you at when you signed your professional contract?
Pardon?
What age were you when you signed for a professional contract?
Yes, I was 8 in Munich, the Bayern Munich, with Uli Hoeneß. Maybe you heard about this name?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I was 17 to going to 18. My parents must sign this with me because I was not 18, not for business enough age. And it was a nice day. I was very happy. And it was my lovely team, Bayern Munich, where I was young. And I got the chance to make a contract at Bayern Munich. And I was 4 years there, and it was one of the best time in my life, and learned a lot of things. Good time in my life, yes.
It sounds amazing to me, yes. It would have been an amazing experience. I truly believe that. Taking all this experience in your life, and you... Do you take from the people that you work with, and have you used that to build and come up with your own management style from the people that you've worked with over the years?
Yes, you learned a lot. You worked with a lot of people together, so you find your own style. Example, you worked with Trapattoni, the trainer, with Klinsmann. They showed you a lot of things to the plan, like a plan how you can arrange a lot of things. You have all these contacts, and you see how they are, what they are doing. You look, you make mistakes, of course, but you learn again. And so I think after 25 years soccer playing and more in this business, I think I can give this what I learned, my knowledge, to the next generation. And this is the point what we are talking about to this project, what we like to give other people, not only just the Germans, and we want to give this chance to the to the boys and to the kids in other nations, and all this, possibilities, and yes, and that make me in the day after a week happy, and that is what we are live, and what is my passion. And, nice road at the moment, yes. Thank you.
Do you think you could maybe give us one or two examples of something that you have learned over the years that you use in your daily coaching or management that you learned from someone like Klinsmann or someone other influential person along the way?
Yes, I think, yes, that one of them, you, what are you doing wrong, though, they help you, they talk with you, say, liberal, maybe you are I mean, liberal and diplomat, but at least you are determining, yeah, in this project with the kids and the, and the, and the people, what they're looking or what you're working around you, yeah, and yeah, you must be clear in your talking and your thinking and your doing. So that's what I learned in this. Not only this soccer life; it's a lot of sharks inside. Yeah, this is not it's not like little mice and sonst. It's a hard job and. You need support around you, and I think I learned a lot in this time. And one example was to talk with people, older people in this business, and this is what I give to the next support for the kids who are coming. And I think it's enough. To talk, to learn, to show what is, what's the plan, what is the career plan is, and we have enough trainers and good people around us to give this knowledge to the next.
So Frank, what type of knowledge did you take from not only the coaches but from maybe some teammates and some former players that you played alongside or with? That you can apply to your coaching today? Any lessons or examples that a former teammate may have showed you?
Not really. I learned from a lot of people, but I do my own thing and my own plan, and I think I know what is right, what is not right. So I heard a lot and I learned a lot, and but you, I give my knowledge, what I think, what is right to the next. And I find my own way, and everybody must find his own way, but I think we had now a nice player here since the last 3 years. We had a lot of players from they came from nothing, and now they're playing in the highest youth league at the moment. And I think we're doing a lot of right, and this is make me and this what I'm doing very safe, what we are doing here. And so I learned a lot from all these people, but I do my own thing, and we find my own way, and I think we are on our right way.
Hey, John, if I may, this is, you know, Frank and I have talked a lot about this, and it's nice to hear that that mixture between all the coaches and players he played with or played under. But let's not forget how much pressure are on these kids nowadays. And we're not even talking about just in Germany. I mean, if you look at America, how many of these parents are telling their kids they have to do this, they have to, you know, play this much soccer in order to be a professional soccer player. And I think what's nice about that is, yeah, we have to guide our kids, but we can't forget about how much important fun is in having in playing, right? And there is a time when you have to get more serious and it becomes more of a business. But up until that point, that's really important for these kids to continue their success in life and in the sport. Because once, as you know, and I experienced that also in college, once you get into college and these guys in the professional leagues, it's a business. And that fun is really hard to keep, you know what I mean? So it's nice to have someone like Frank give back to these kids that are under enough pressure to remind them how much important the fun really is.
Absolutely. I think, you know, talking about the youth soccer journey, you know, my own and Frank's and yours, Justin, and I think sometimes it's really some of the best lessons that we can learn actually come from our own experiences and our own successes or even failures at sometimes. And I think that might be the guiding force for a lot of people still involved in the game. And I have a feeling that Franks is very similar. Is, you know, he had some great success as a youth player, but he also understands the other side of the coin with that. And I think you know, talking to him, it sounds very much like he is very wary of the pressures that factor into that. And I think this goes into, you know, as a manager, you know, my next question is, you know, because he understands the game so well, what are his short term, his very immediate goals as a manager, and then over the long term, you know, as a coach, what would be, you know, other than winning, and other than, you know, teaching a skill, what are some other factors that maybe as a coach he really wants to do in the game?
Yeah, John, real quick, if I may, you know, right now, we all know that Frank coached different teams. As of right now, he's focusing on the project that we're doing where he's coaching individuals. So if you mean by that kind of coaching, I'll let him express that, no problem. But in the future, whether or not he decides to take over another team is yet to be seen. But if the coaching that you mean is individual coaching that we have when we bring players over, by all means, that's a very good question. But if it's about coaching a team right now, yeah, he hasn't. He's not doing that. So, Frank, what do you think? I mean, with these individuals,
we are helping the kids, and we are looking around. We are bringing the kids to clubs, and we organize everything. It's not like only teaching on the players. So we are organizing around all his life around soccer, what they need, what they must do every day from day, and we're looking around all the organization, what we need to go to have a career, a big career, and this is what we are doing, and not just to make training every day on the place.
So I think we've reached the point where we'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on with your current project, Frank and Justin. So if you guys could please talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, hey, gladly, guys. That's you know, how Frank and I came to get to know each other, and it's just really nice to have someone like Frank who is very humble, considering all that he's accomplished in his career as a young talent, as a player that played up until, you know, a good age, and then of course coached and et cetera. So here we are taking all those skills of what he's accomplished, and of course, you know, what I've done over the years, to basically give back our experiences, you know, successes, you know, things to watch out for, to players all over the world, and to have them come here through our German soccer experience where they can, you know, train to be a German soccer pro. And, you know, if you can come here and learn exactly what we teach you and learn our way, then you have a great chance to succeed not only in Germany but in Europe. And if you're going to succeed in Europe, you'll be able to succeed basically all over the world. So this is a chance that we're offering not only Americans, but kids all around the world, boys and girls, the chance to come here and learn exactly how to be a pro, like Frank was.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So Frank, how do you find this experience? Is it rewarding?
I think so too. I think because always I'm looked in the earlier years to the, you know Nick Politeri in tennis. Yes, he doing the same a little bit. This was always my inspiration to do this later. I saw all the time the players from tennis, so I copied this a little bit. But it's very, nobody doing this here in Germany, and it's because it's very special what we are doing about a license to get, about to looking to the kids school, international school. It's brand new, and This is after a day I always said this makes me happy and this is my passion, and this was the point where I'm doing this, and I'm very glad or I'm very happy to give this now to the public. And we said, come on, Justin, we find a level to work together, and we are the same wave, and now so give this chance to the US market, yeah, and to open doors, the market to Europe, especially for Germany. And I think this is very point for the kids for the world at the moment to come to Germany to get a soccer license. It's very difficult to get without parents here, and to open the door to Europe. And it's a big key.
Terrific. Well, so for anyone who's interested in contacting you guys, how can they find you on the web or Facebook?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it's as simple as just going to the website jjrconsulting.net or .de. And clicking on the German soccer experience, which, again, just in summary, is an 8 to 10 day trial or period here in Germany, where we're going to take care of everything that you're doing here and provide you an unbelievable soccer experience, but also culture and school, to see if you have what it takes to come back and actually live here and go to school, play for a club, have the ability to get a player pass, which, working with Frank, we do. Right. And so all these things are on the website, jjrconsulting.de. And then, of course, there's a form that they can fill out, Jim, where they can send to us and we can answer those questions and get the conversation going, because it's basically a decision of the player, of the parents, and of course us to see if and when and how long, etc.
Terrific. So, John, any final thoughts?
No, I think this is an excellent resource, one that I wish was available when I was younger. As Justin, we know how things change in the American experience. There's so many good avenues these days. This is a great resource. This is really cool to see. And Frank, thank you so much for sharing your journey and your experience with us. I think it's really amazing to talk to former players and current coaches abroad. So I just want to thank both of you gentlemen for joining us. And Jim, I'll let you take us home.
Yes, I want to add my thanks to that as well, especially to you, Frank. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it can be difficult, communicating in a second language. I appreciate you doing this for us.
Welcome all the time, guys. Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. And Justin, my friend, thank you very much for putting this together. I hope to see you here in Colorado soon. And for These Football Times, this is Jim Hart signing off, and I'll speak with you all soon.